Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, honoring Coach Cully Welter, inducted into the Illinois High School Football Coaches Association Hall of Fame this weekend, and a guy that spent 10 of the 11 years with Welter at Aledo is Tom Hassan, an assistant coach. And I was thinking when I was setting up this interview, and you know, I've done this since 1990, and I was thinking that there are some people I deal with in this profession where they talk about, and it can be any sport, you know, the program is, well, we're not getting enough respect. And I think about the days when Welter coached here. I never, ever heard him say, we're not getting enough respect or whatever. It was just, this is our program. We're going to go out and compete. We're going to do whatever. I never heard him say, you know, we're not getting respected. So Tom Hassan, take it away. And I never heard you say that either.
No, we that was the thing about with Coach. He it was always no stone was ever unturned with him, and we kind of make our own breaks. I think that's how we always thought. I think our kids were always so well prepared that you know, I don't think he ever had to have that problem with respect or whatever, and from others or our own kids. They they believed in everything that you know, he would tell them.
Well, it was always interesting too, dealing with him, and I talked about it with the kids about when we knew this success was occurring over the 11 years, even at the end of it when he left, he would always talk about, well, I've had good kids, I got good assistant coaches. So he would like kind of deflect the credit for the overall success of the program, but basically with the 22 losses in 11 years, he took all the responsibility for that. And I guess maybe that's what the agony of being a true head coach is.
Yeah, I think so. And the neat thing about with Coach was that he trusted his assistant coaches as well, and let us do our jobs, you know, and never really butted in with things like that. But during the week of practice, you know, we didn't always get along with everything, but at the same time, we always came to the, you know, same page for a Friday or Saturday ball game that, you know, and like I said, he would take the blame, and he'd take him hard, you know. I mean, it was, mm-hmm. you know, I called a bad game. I did what, well, it happens sometimes. I mean, sometimes other teams are better than you, but there wasn't very often when that happened, so.
Well, so you're here 10 of the 11 years. In his 11-year run, 113-22. I mean, 113-22, yeah. And then getting to the 14th week of the season,
yeah, that's
five of those 11 years, and winning the state title three of those years. And the other kind of theme, as we play back these interviews with, you know, different kids and different years that played for him, you know, there's the portrayal sometimes in these, like, movies of, you know, about interscholastic athletics, about like win at all costs, you know, you sacrifice everything to win, but then like he didn't do that and he still won. So I you know, that's a tough equation sometimes to get, and I guess maybe a fair question is, how did that guy do it where he didn't want to win at all costs but he still won all the time?
Well, I really believe that like I said, he believed in all of us, really, you know. And I think the kids saw that and didn't want to let us down or him down, and as a coach with it, you always wanted to do your job because you didn't want to let him down either, you know, and mm-hmm. and do those things. And you just knew that he cared for you, you know, and the kids knew that. I truly believe that, that they knew that he cared. And you know what, if you don't want to play hard today, then we're going to get beat, you know, and that's how it was. But none of them ever thought that, yeah. You know.
So share me a Cully Welter story. By the way, did you have a relationship with him before coming to Aledo at all or not?
I actually knew him from Matt Lang when Matt coached with me at Valley, and then Coach came, because then he had coached with him down there at Ridgeview, I believe.
Yeah.
And so we went to the Western Illinois for Rams practice one time. So so I knew him from there. And then Jim Whittup had coached here. And I knew Jim from Oneida. And when that job opened up, it was Jim's job. He's like, you need this job. So I had applied for it and whatever. And like I said, it was a. I'm glad I took that move. You know?
So give me a good story that maybe you haven't shared or somebody hasn't heard about Coach Welter that comes to mind as you reflect on, you know, that 11 years in Aledo.
Well, I tell you, there's quite a few, of course, but he was always pretty intense with things. My best stories is with his boy Tyus, and he was our ball boy and whatever, and the poor kid, he would be running around and playing with the guys on the side, but then there's a turnover.
Tyus will so enjoy hearing this too.
And he had to go get the ball, you know, whatever. Well, he's not there. Well, it was just after halftime, and he was still up at the concession stand, you know, because, I mean, he works hard, and he's still at the concession stand. The coach's like, where's he at? I'm like, well, he had to go get something in the locker room for us. Well, he knew I was lying to him about it, but, you know, I saved the kid from, you know, whatever. I don't know how many times he's going to do this, you know, whatever, but it was just always something for Tyus or whatever, and Tyus was a great kid, and, you know, still is a great kid, but those stories with that, and then the other boys would always have him act like he's scoring a touchdown or whatever, and coach would be like, you're supposed to be the ball boy, not supposed to be messing around, you know, but nah, it was always good, you know, I mean, he just, it was fun that way, but another one probably, you know, we, as a staff, we would try to get these games, and you know, and say this team's good and whatever, and there's one time we were watching film, and I'm watching it, and it's the team. I don't think the team's very good, and both he and Neil Thompson, they're looking at him and go, well, you might want to get your head on straight. He said, because this team is good, you know, whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, we'll see. And it's one of those deals. I go home and I'm like, am I missing something? You know, I ask my wife, you know, I'm like, am I missing something here with this team? I said, I don't think they're very good. Well, we proceeded to pound them pretty good in the first half. We were up pretty good. And both of them looked at me and said, thanks. I'm glad you were right. You know, but, you know, just stuff like that. But, you know, he always took it that way of, you know, we don't overlook somebody. And that was the best part, you know, and I appreciated that too as a coach.
Yeah, and I know I've talked about this many times with the return on investment. And by that, I mean the return on investment that the coach makes in the kids. And the kids are smart enough to realize if the investment in them is true. And I know one day I was with Coach Cook at Rock Ridge and Coach Welter, and we were visiting a mutual friend who had run into some problems in his life for whatever reason. And I remember when we drove to and back, you know, a lot of it was about how do you go about, you know, coaching. And the big thing is, you know, beyond the X and O's, for you to get them to buy into the X and O's, X's and O's, you know, you have to buy into their life or invest in their life, so to speak. And they're smart enough to realize if you truly care about them. And I thought, wow, so everybody says you're this genius about X's and O's, which you probably are, but the other stuff, to me, sounds like that comes before that.
Yeah, absolutely. He, you know, everybody, I'm pretty sure everybody believe that, you know, when they see that, and I think that shows them the respect and whatever of a lot of the weddings and different graduations and stuff we get invited to.
And all, you know, the guys that are coaches now.
I think that's a big testament for, you know, for him. And, you know, and when they have babies and, you know, whatever, they still show that. And I think even Aaron Woolitz or whatever, I think he had a boy, and I think he named him Cullen, you know. So, I mean, that's great. And that's what it's about right there. You sit back, and he's got a lot of wins and those types of things. But the relationships you make with the kids and whatever is pretty cool.
Yeah, and that's why, as we wrap up here, Tom Hassan spent 10 of the 11 years as Coach Welter's assistant. You can't remember. There's no way you can remember all the games, right? But you remember the moments, You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
they are bigger than the games. Yeah. Now, some of the games, there's no question, they stand out.
Correct.
But 9 times out of 10, it's the other things that come outside of the games that you probably remember more.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's the true meaning of friendship slash relationship and
yeah.
all this.
Yeah, that's the thing. Even when he's gone to Monticello, I mean, we've still talked and done all the different things and watched Tyus and Aaliyah and them grow up mm-hmm. and do those things. So, yeah, it definitely was a fun time for me and whatever, and I appreciate him allowing me to be part of that staff and whatever. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I just remember how sad it was when he left, and it has nothing to do with coaching. And I remember I know you were involved in this, helping him load up the truck and move away, and they are driving down College Avenue where they live. And I remember Aaliyah was in the seat of the rental truck, and they were leaving off on College Avenue, heading up toward Route 17, and she's visibly shaken about she's got to move. And I just told my wife, I said, I got to go home. I can't take this in. It had nothing to do about football coaching. It had like the other stuff beyond it. It's like we talk about investment, the investment he made in the community and the friendships he made, and then he left. That's what I guess I'm still bothered about the most today, is nothing to do with football, just that the family left. And I guess that's pretty important to when you kind of dumb the thing all down. That's what it meant to me.
Yeah, as you were talking before, his family life was pretty good, and even Angie was involved in always writing up the play cards and those types of things. So it really was a family affair for them. And I think that's why it was so successful, because she understood, the kids understood, even the dog understood,
I mean, when it was Sammy.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was just a great time. Like you said, a friend left, and that was hard.
Well, I'm going to tell you, man, that was a great run. And I didn't realize, forget about it a little bit when I was, putting this project together. When I look back at the record, I'm like, man, he was 113-22. I mean, my goodness, what an 11-year run. And most of the kids that you're going to hear from in this project here, they talk very little about like the success of the 113-22. They talk about all the other stuff that was involved with it, I guess. And I guess that's the neat part about it, from the kids understanding that.
Yeah,
too.
if they understand that, they see that, football is just part of life, and the other things that he tried to instill in them was life itself, life lessons. So,
all right. He'll always be an Aledo Green Dragon to me, by the way, you Monticello Sage people.
Yeah.
All right, Tom Hassan, thanks for coming in and talking about Coach Welter. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll have more on WRMJ and WRMJ.com in a moment.